I have this feeling for Kyle Heinz, and I wish that he stays one more year because he's so fun to watch. I really hope, please, Kyle, if you're watching this, he made because he follows everything EuroLeague. Please don't retire, man. Give us one more year of basketball. We need you, man.
This is the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast with Javi Gancedo and Frankie Sachs.
Welcome to episode number 30 of the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast. And I know that lots of people here, they're excited to come see the podcast for so many different reasons. It's the last round of the regular season coming up. Playoff places are on the line. But more than anything else, people love the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge, but even more, they love playing the game. Where in the world is Javier Gancedo?
Hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. Well, I'm in Paris. Why? Because the EuroCup finals are played start tomorrow. Game one is in Paris. Game two is in Bourg-en-Bresse. And if needed, game three will be on Monday. That would be tricky to record the podcast. We'll have to do it on Sunday.
We will make it work.
We'll make it work. Don't worry. And it's going to be play-in. That's going to be very exciting because there will be very few players available, especially in the second play-in round. But let's not talk about it. We have a situation that it's that a lot of people are playing for a lot of meaningful goals, and some of the teams either they don't cannot move up or down in the play-in or in the playoffs, and some of the people are eliminated. So, Frankie, you had an idea. What are you going to do?
So let's look game by game, see what's important about each game, and then look and see are there players that we should buy or avoid from each game and what's important. So let's just go in order, starting from the top. The first game to tip off will be Žalgiris against Real Madrid. This is one of the few games that has no bearing on the standings. Real is locked into first place no matter what, and Žalgiris cannot make the playoffs. Still, are there players that you want or don't want?
I think Žalgiris is going to play with the full team for sure. They're going to have a sellout crowd. They're always against Madrid. Out of respect for the fans, last game of the season, I expect Žalgiris to have. I mean, I like if available, Ronan Smith should be one of my picks, and of course Keenan Evans. But who is playing well is Kavarius Hayes. Kavarius Hayes had a tremendous performance in the last three rounds, and it's gonna be tricky because he plays against Tavares, but then for instance Costello did really well last week against them, so they're kind of teams are kind of finding the way, which is shooting from outside but also trying to run more than Poirier and Tavares. It's not easy, but Kavarius Hayes has the athleticism to do so. So I'll try to go for Hayes. What do you think about Madrid?
Well, with Madrid, I in a perfect world, I might just stay away from the Madrid players. I'd stay away from lots of players that are playing. They don't have something to play for, especially a team like Real Madrid, which knows it's got a week off for the playoffs. So this is not so important to keep the guys in shape. However, sometimes you're in a situation where you only have three moves and you have to make a decision about who to keep and who not to keep. If you happen to have Janan Musa or Yabusele, they've been great form lately, and I would stick with them. Tavares is a player who I don't think has been worth his price all year, and I would avoid. And on the Žalgiris side, if you picked up Edmund Sumner last week, because 2 weeks ago he had a great game and we thought he was getting back into it, then he kind of stuttered last week, so I don't know if that's a player I'd want to have in this game, which might be – this game could go anyway, and I would stay away from him.
All right, next game is Monaco against Bayern Munich. Monaco is playing for maybe even second place. Bayern Munich is eliminated, so –
Right, but Monaco will be second or third if it wins. So it's playing to clinch home court advantage, and we can expect a full effort from Monaco.
Yeah, because if they win also, they avoid Madrid in the Final Four eventually. So it's important, I guess. So if they're going to go full, I mean, who is playing well lately? Blossom game is playing really, really well lately, and given the fact that Bayern Munich has two good small forwards like Vladimir Lucic and Isak Bonga, maybe it's not the best choice this time, but I like it. I'll go for Blossom game, and I think Mike James has to catch the rhythm at some point, right? So we'll see. What do you think about Monaco?
Mike James has not played for a while, but. And in that time, he's fallen out of the lead in the Alphonso Ford top scorer trophy race. So I would not be surprised to see Mike James try and, you know, attack the rim, have a big scoring night. Of course, the Alfonso Ford Trophy includes the playoffs also, but nonetheless, he's got to overtake Marcus Howard. So I think now it might be a good time to bet on him. One player I might avoid, which would be Serge Ibaka. If it's a game that doesn't matter so much, I don't know if we'll see him playing a ton of minutes. He's a great player, but this is one of those times you have to think. Byron has its own goals in the German league and doesn't want to take its, you know, one of its most important players and play him 25, 30 minutes in a game that doesn't matter so much. So if you have Serge Ibaka, I would consider dropping him.
Would you take Drago Brankovic or Devin Booker?
I'm not totally
away from Bayern.
I think I would stay away from Bayern at this point.
Me too. Same with next game, which is another low FS against Zvezda. FS is my choice for this week. I actually made all the moves. I took out the Maccabi players last week in order to be ready for this game. I think they're going to... if they win, they're in for sure.
Not only are they in, if they win, they clinch ninth place, which means they have a home game in the first leg of the play-in showdown.
I'm getting Cleburne, I'm getting Larkin, and I'm getting Mijatovic. I'm going all in with FS.
Yeah, I think that those are shrewd moves. I have them also on my teams. Which of those is your Thursday captain?
It's gonna be Larkin, but I'm thinking I'm doubting. I don't know. I mean, I'm between both of them. But
I see that. Yeah. And who would you avoid?
From this, I would avoid the Zvezda players. But I mean, I think Nedovic has been playing really well, and out of keeping his momentum, he's gonna play well. So if I had to pick a Zvezda player, that would be Nedovic for sure. Mm-hmm. Same as Bolomboy. I think Bolomboy will play and will play well. These teams are really proud, and they don't wanna just throw away a game. So we'll see. But I think FS has a good chance to win. So that's why I'm picking the coach and the two stars.
The one player I would say to avoid would be Adam Hanga, who's been outstanding the last 2 weeks. But that's him shooting, making 9 out of 14 threes. The two games before that, he also played a lot. He's not going to keep making 70% of his three-pointers. So even if this is a fast-paced game, if you happen to have picked up Hunger recently, I would not keep him.
And here comes a tricky one. The game is Maccabi. Maccabi plays Emporia Armani at the Stark Arena. Maccabi 7th. No matter what they do, they're going to be 7th. So they may rest some players. And they did it in the past. I remember a game against Alba that Josh Nivo didn't play for coach reasons. I don't know. Will we see Baldwin? Will we see Lorenzo Brown? Will we see Nivo? I don't know, but I'm staying away from Maccabi.
I think we will probably see these guys play a little bit. Don't forget that the play-in showdown starts already on Tuesday. So you want to keep that rhythm, but you don't want those guys playing that many minutes. But I would take Antonius Cleveland, who has been playing a little bit more recently. He's gotten, you know, is a bit more in the rotation. I think if they're going to rest those guys, he's a player who might play a lot more, and I think that he might be worth the risk if you're looking for a cheap forward, or also for cheap guard. Tamir Blatt also could pick up some of those minutes. I do think that you can gain a little bit from the rotation players, not the starters for Maccabi.
Yeah.
And on the other side, Milan is playing. They won't know yet. They don't depend on themselves, but they won't know when the game tips off what their situation. So they'll be giving everything to win. And I think the player there who I'd want to have and do have on my team is Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah, good move. Mirotic is going to play well for sure. And the final game on Thursday is Panathinaikos Actor Athens against Alba Berlin. Panathinaikos, I think, is second if they win.
Mm-hmm. But if they lose, they could fall all the way to fifth place and not even have home court advantage.
Yeah, but I mean, Alba is eliminated, and I think, the player I like, just because he's a former Alba player, is Marius Grigonis. I'm actually buying Grigonis this week. I would understand if you say that the Slukas or Kendrick Nunn or Lesort are better choices, but I'm sticking with Grigonis this time.
Well, those are all more expensive players also, so sometimes you have to factor in the price. Yeah, the guy who I'd want to have for that game is Kendrick Nunn. I happen to have Martin Hermanson on my team from last week, and he had a good week, and I'm not rushing to sell him. Of course, just everybody should be reminded there's unlimited trades after this week going into the play-in.
Yeah,
so you don't have to worry about being stuck with players. So I'm not rushing to get rid of Hermanson, and I will keep him. A player who I will avoid is Khalifa Komadje. I just don't think it's a great matchup for him. Panathinaikos will try and play fast, and if you're looking for a cheap center, I don't think he's the one you want this week.
Yeah, totally. Let's move on to Friday. We have Olympiakos Piraeus against Fenerbahce Beko Istanbul. Very good game. Very important game. This is one that is okay. The game two of the Euro Cup Finals is played at the same time, so I'm gonna miss it. So you'll have to tell me all about it if that's the game you cover, because pretty much the games are at the same time. So,
So
but
in this
with.
one, the Reds could get home court advantage, potentially home court advantage with playoffs if they win. Depends upon other results. But they could climb as high as fourth. But if they lose, they fall back to sixth. And Fenerbahce is fifth if they win, and sixth if they lose. So both teams have what to play for, not just in the matchups, so but Olympiacos potentially even the chance of getting home court advantage for that series. But it should be a great game nonetheless.
Yeah, certainly. It's gonna be amazing. As for players to follow, Tyler Dorsey played for Olympiacos, but I mean, given that Nigel Hayes-Davies has been fantastic one day and not so good so others, I'll go with Jonathan Motley. He's been quite amazing, and I like the way that he's very mobile against both Milutinov, who just came out of injury, and Mustafa Fall. I like his mobility. He can, but at the same time, I mean, Fall has a size advantage at the other end. So, but maybe then Tsaras can use Papagiannis. So it's a little bit of a puzzle. But I would go with Motley if I had to pick a fair player. What about you and Olympiacos?
I had a feeling you would say Motley, and that's why I'm saying the player who I would avoid because of Motley is Moses Wright, who comes off a outstanding game, but he's been a little bit inconsistent. I think they cancel each other out a little bit, and we won't see a great game. One player who I would like to have, I didn't go out and get him on my team, but I think is worth having a look at is Marko Gudurić. His last three games in Piraeus, which were all in the playoffs last year, he was outstanding there. He was much better in Piraeus than he was at home. He averaged 15.3 points, a 16 PIR. So he's obviously not intimidated by the fans there, the atmosphere there. So if you're looking for somebody who's not overpriced, he's a player who I'd give some thought to.
Interesting. Well, what's the next game?
The next game we have is Partizan against Valencia.
Wow.
That's a tricky game because Partizan could already be eliminated before that, and the game might mean nothing. But they could also be playing for a play-in spot.
Yeah, one way or another, I think the arena is going to be packed. And again, out of respect for the paying fans, they're going to play their best. And there's one thing into consideration that Valencia scored 101 points under the new coach. They have radically changed their playing style from one week to another. And this could be a very high scoring game with a lot of PAR, a lot of players with high PAR. So if Partizan were to win, I would go with Abramovich, and I would go for Kaminski also. But I like also, I mean, Valencia is kind of weak at the three position without Ojeleye being
Ojeleye had an
worried.
outstanding game in the Spanish league, and
Yeah, no. Ojeleye and Chris Jones are the two players that you have to choose in Valencia. But defensively, I have to think. Moneke had a monster game at the four positions. So what we would do is try to get Saklide at the four. But it's difficult. It's difficult. But I would go definitely if you want to go like for a player that nobody or only a few managers own, and take your risks. Especially playing on Friday, it's either Ojeleye or Chris Jones. I think the Valencia is gonna try to also go all the way. They're not gonna sit anybody down.
I think because of the risks inherent in this game, the what's not clear about the rotation of Valencia, what's not clear about how what Partizan needs, I would stay away from this game altogether. I wouldn't take any player. In my situation, when I went to play around, I'm sticking with Kaminski because I don't really have a better option when I move everybody around. He's not as attractive as an option as I think he would have been since Zach Lyday has returned. It's just cut into his minutes. He's been almost as effective, but the minutes just aren't there for his price. Maybe I'll look to reconfigure things and not have him before the games tip off on Thursday. But in a perfect world, I would just stay away from this game.
You'll think about it and you'll get Alexa in the end, I'm sure.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have Virtus against Baskonia. That's going to be a direct battle for eighth place.
Yes.
And there's a name marked down in red, which is Toko Sangelia. He used to be Baskonia captain and won the league, Spanish league with Baskonia, played there for many years, I think 6 or 7. and now he's going to play against them with Virtus with a big goal in mind. Of course, that power forward matchup between Şengelya and Moneke will be probably the biggest key to the game.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen? I don't know, but I would put my chances on Şengelya. I like the way he motivates himself in big games, and this is not an exception.
What's interesting about this game is that these two teams now know that they're going to play at least two more games, maybe three more games, and they have to win two of those next three to make the playoffs, and they could potentially play again in the play-in. So, but I don't think they're thinking about that at all, right? They just want to win and get to that game again, eighth place, and get to that game in Belgrade against Maccabi on Tuesday. The game that whoever wins that goes is in seventh place and will face the second place finisher. That's all they want.
Whoever wins gets two chances to go to the playoffs.
Exactly. Instead of one. Yeah, right. They get to play Maccabi, and if they lose, then they play the winner of the other play-in game, the ninth, 10th place.
At home.
At home, correct. So, yes, that's right. So this game has massive importance. Going in, I think it's the most exciting game, of the round. I think it's must see basketball.
Absolutely.
What do you think about Miller McIntyre for this game?
Miller McIntyre. I would try to stay away from Miller McIntyre because Pagliola is a great on the ball defender, and I think Miller McIntyre struggles a little bit against that type of defender. I would go for Moneke. I would go for Costello. But I would try to avoid Miller McIntyre.
All right. So since I have Miller McIntyre on my team, I might make that change now before.
All right. The final game is Asvel against Barca. Asvel has been playing fantastic. Nando De Colo is at his best level again. And in a game with no pressure for them, I think he could do really, really well. But is he going to play? That we don't know.
So, Barca will know before tip-off. Barca's already clinched home court advantage. They will know before this game whether they have a chance by winning to finish second or third or wherever. So it's a game that may not matter to them at all. They may be locked into their spot before tip-off. Asvel, of course, cannot make the playoffs. So that makes the game a little bit tricky. Also, not knowing how important it is for the teams. For Barca, what do they do? They've got a very deep roster, so if the game doesn't matter, they can also let some of their secondary players go. Let Rubio play some more and build some chemistry with the guys. It's a tricky game to predict.
Yeah, but that's one thing to consider, and it's a long shot, and it's maybe won't happen. It has a very good chance of not happening, but if Barca has a chance to be third or second, they're going to go for it to avoid Madrid in the Final Four.
Of course.
That way, they could go against each other in the final, and that would be the first Madrid-Barcelona final ever. Champions League.
First Clásico final. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Football or basketball. It would be amazing. It would be amazing. It may all depend on this game. So if they have a chance to be second or third, I would put my money on Barca.
Right, but
players.
That's out of that could be out of their hands before the game tips off. So that's why it's tricky in this situation. Some players who I would point out, Deshaun Thomas has played excellent recently, and he's a former Barca player. You sort of look at his age. I'm not predicting anything. I didn't speak to him, but you start and wonder about certain players at a certain point in their career. Could this be his last EuroLeague game?
I have this feeling for Kyle Hines, and I wish that he stays one more year because he's so fun to watch. I really hope, please, Kyle, if you're watching this, he made because he follows everything EuroLeague. Please don't retire, man. Give us one more year of basketball. We need you, man.
So, back to the game at hand, though. That's something I start to look at. Some of the players, the guys who are on, the wrong side of a certain age, and I just wonder, is this Deshaun Thomas's last game? I would not be surprised to see a very nice game out of him. A player who I would avoid would be Sadoransky. For the reasons that we've said, this could be a game they look to rest somebody. He usually plays a lot of minutes. You do still want to get some you've got a very deep backcourt, a lot of minutes to go around, and if they don't need the win, or if they're just able to take a big lead early, this could be a game where you rest a guy like him, and I don't know if I'd want to take the chance of having a player who's worth however many credits he is and have him playing 12 or 14 minutes, so I'd stay away from him.
All around is a very tricky thing because, for instance, if Barca's going to be fourth anyway, you got to get away from Vesely maybe. They're going to rest him most probably. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's
even though those teams, the top six teams, will have a full week off next week, They won't be playing during the play-in, so they have a full week to rest. But still, you don't want to risk the injury with these guys at a certain point when it's all wrapped up. So I just think that's something you have to keep into consideration when building your team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We should also remind everybody that all of these games are available on EuroLeague TV.
Absolutely.
So if you don't have a subscription, now is the time to get it for the stretch run here. Get round 34, the play-in showdown, the playoffs. This is the most exciting time of the season.
Absolutely. It's going to be so much fun. I mean every game matters, but from now on it's even bigger. I mean, it's every possession matters. It's going to be so great. I mean, you don't want to miss this. All right, so about our teams, I have to say that I made a last minute change because what you said about Vesely, I didn't like. the fact that Barca can be fourth anyway, that's a problem. So I'm going to pick Lesort. I picked Lesort, I picked Alex Abramovic, and I picked Oscar Da Silva just because if Barca is fourth, he's going to play a lot. So my lineup is going to be, the guards are going to be Abramovic, Larkin as captain, Mike James, and Hermansson. The forwards are going to be Da Silva, Blossom, Gembiberovic, and Nigel Hayes-Davies. And the centers are going to be Costello and Lesort. That's going to be my team.
So I'm pretty sure the team I'm going to tell you is not going to be my final team, because I think you have talked me out of Miller McIntyre, who I wanted to get. The players who I've dropped are Coach Adaman, Hayes-Davies, Baldwin, and Abramovic. And I've added Larkin, Coach Mihajlovic, Will Clyburn, and Miller McIntyre, so that my lineup looks like Nebo and Kaminsky at center, who are both players I have reservations about. If I was starting from scratch, I would not have either, but you've got to make some decisions. At forwards, Clyburn, Mirotic, Dino Mitoglou, and Tariq Biberovic. And at guard, Kendrick Nunn, Shane Larkin, Martin Hermansson, and Miller McIntyre. But as I said, I may go back on that and change Miller McIntyre. Although it's when you start to put the puzzle, that means bringing back Baldwin or Abramovic and rebuilding the whole thing. So I'm not sure. Maybe I'll roll the dice on him. I'm not sure.
What you said about Vesely really killed me. And now I have to get away from him. Oh, and that complicates everything, because I got to put Lesort, who is like 6th grade, more expensive than him. And I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I wonder if I should go. I could also drop Nebo, bring back Abramovic, and then turn Nebo into Lesort. But then I've got 3 Panathinaikos players. On the other hand, they're playing Alba, and it could be a runaway. So I'll have to make that decision.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, remember, you can follow us on X. Frankie's Mr. EuroLeague. I'm Ganchetto with a double T. You can also, if you're in YouTube, you can comment in the comment sections. We love to see that. We'll probably reply as soon as we can. I mean, I usually reply, but I'm in the Euro Cup finals. I'm going to be very busy, so I don't know if this week is a good one. So you'll have to step up, Frankie.
I will do my best. I will do my best you got to keep the people happy, so I will do my best.
All right. Take care. Enjoy the games.
Where will we see you next week?
50%. Well, not 50%, but let's say 33% chance in Paris, 66% in Barcelona.
All right.
Because if it's 1-1, that's when I stay. But if it's 2-0 or 0-2, that's when I come back. So that's it.
Enjoy the Euro Cup finals. And everybody, good luck picking. It's a tough week to pick, but just know after this, we start from scratch and go at it for the play-in showdown. It's a great time for basketball.
Absolutely. Good luck, everybody.